And that's the last meeting of the night. How are you holding up as second of command? It's not quite what you expected, is it? You thought we just did telecom, marketing, and radio infrastructure, but we also have quite the media control and spy network as well. It's not exactly easy keeping on top of some of the things we do in our line of work, is it, my dear? But you know what makes it all worth it. Having people you know who you can trust. For example, I know I can trust my old second with my life. And I was thinking, he's been wanting to branch off and start a sister company in another city. If things go well, and pending the princess's approval, I might just have him do that. As for his replacement, once the traitor is gotten rid of, there's no real reason for you to go back to your old last position. I rather like having you here at my side. I trust you as well. And you've proven capable and more than competent and loyal to the company. Oh yes. The final background checks finally came back. Do you have any idea how hard it is to do one of those on someone like you? But they were able to track down quite a few people that remembered you and could get references. I dare say your standing with my people has gone up at least a few points. And I dare say if I desired it, the possibility of getting official approval of turning you has a high chance of getting approval. Oh no, not that I would ever do that anytime soon. You're far too delicious for that. I mean, unless you're interested someday, that is. Speaking of delicious, I know we're both incredibly exhausted from working all night, but I haven't had a bite to drink since yesterday, and that sandwich you had smelled horrific. I really need to get that smell out of my nose. Just what was in it anyway? Just a normal meatball sub? Well, and you enjoyed it. I'll keep that in mind. But to me, it smelled like a rotting carcass. My apologies. It seems our tastes are far too different. Me being a vampire and you being human. But on the bright side, that gives me an idea. I'll have to treat you to an Italian place near my home sometimes. They cater to vampires as well, on the side, under the table. I'm told by the other humans I know that the food there is quite exquisite. They specialize in baked pastas and toasted sandwiches. Yes, the one on 27th Street, not far from here. Ah, you've heard of it then. Excellent. They have a few private rooms in the back that, we can discuss that later. Perhaps once the traitor is taken care of, we can go there for a small celebratory business meeting. Excellent. For now, though, You may have eaten, but I am still famished. And honestly, I see my dinner sitting right in front of me. I see you've taken the hint. First, just a sip of blood as an appetizer to allay any suspicions. Then we get to the main course. You want to do it here in my office rather than the privacy room? We should move, but I really don't feel like it. Besides, isn't it more exciting doing it here on my desk? There's plenty of room. This I've been missing. I think we've both been working far too hard. Once this is all over, let's take a small vacation. So I can get just enough of you. I want my fill. I'll arrange everything. We'll take two different planes. What do you think of... Alaska. We can visit during the spring. I can taste your pre-cum. Come for me. Oh, come in my mouth. I want every last drop. Every last drop. Thank you. Fill my throat with harsh, sticky. Oh, this is so much better than blood. Yes. Oh. I don't know what it is about your semen, but it cures my cravings for blood so much better than blood. Thank you, my dearest. Now, how would you like to take me? After all, turnabout's only fair play, right? Ah, I see. Then it seems I'm going to need to lose my clothes as well. It's only fair, after all. I give you head. You give me head. And I'll just spread out on my desk, all for you. Oh yeah, touch me there. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. You've been practicing, haven't you? Although, if I found out you've been practicing on someone else, I might just drain you completely. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Your tongue. Oh, so skilled. Oh. Has your tongue gotten a little longer? You've been working it out, haven't you? Oh. Grope my fat tits. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh yeah. Push your tongue in deeper into me. Yeah. Oh, lick up my juices. Oh, I taste wonderful, don't I? Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, I'm a good slutty CEO, aren't I? Oh, I'm your slutty CEO. Your vampire CEO. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, don't worry. I'll suck on my own nipples. You just worry about my clit. Oh yeah. Work that tongue of yours. Oh yeah. Oh, don't worry. I'll be gentle. I'll try not to break your head. Oh yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Go faster. Oh yeah. Right there. Oh yeah. Oh fuck yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, keep going. Oh fuck yes. Oh. Oh. Oh yeah. Yes. Oh. Oh. Let me spray you with my. Oh, with my fat cunt. Oh yes. Oh yeah. Oh. God. Oh yeah. Oh. Fuck yes. Oh. Oh fuck yes. Oh yeah. Oh. Fuck yeah. Oh fuck yes. Yes. Oh yeah. Right there. Fuck yes. Oh yeah. Oh. Oh yeah. Oh. Oh. You are such a good. Musquet human, yes. Oh, wonderful human. Second in command. Yes. Oh, let me just squeeze you between my thighs a little. Oh, how do I taste? Yes. If you keep going. Okay, please stop. Okay. Oh, I told you. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 Okay. That's enough. Please stop. Oh. Oh. Thank you. Oh. What are you doing? Oh, no. I can't take any more. No. Please stop. Another load after eating me out twice. That was... that was amazing. Now we really do have to get rid of that traitor and have our little celebration. Some people think that vampires can't fall in love like humans, but if we can, I think I might be.